expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Hello and good afternoon. This is Barbara from Harlem, and we want to welcome everyone to our urban story on ddvradio.com. Let me start off by giving you the call-in number, 973-925-4559. And thank you, Marcus, for being on hold right now, and we'll get to you in a few minutes.
No, let's get to Marcus now. Hi, everyone. It's BB Diamond. It's Saturday, August 10th, 2019. Thanks, Marcus, for holding. I think he wants your contact information.
You want my contact information? Marcus, hello, how are you?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm okay.
Yes, I remember Dr. Footsie. Yes, and from California. Yes, I do.
And yeah, but I haven't talked to you in several years, and I happen to hear you on either Mark Levin show last week or something. And one other, I said, let me get a hold of Barbara. I've moved. I'm in Nevada now.
Oh, my goodness. Wonderful.
Nice.
But I need a contact number so I can call you direct. I left a message.
Okay, let me give you my email, okay? Barbara from Harlem, U.S. Okay, it's Barbara.
Wait a minute. Barbara from Harlem.
USA.
Yeah.
At yahoo.com.
Okay, I'm hoping I could get you because I've been having problems for several years with my emails, but okay.
Okay, well, all right, give that a shot. And
he can also contact you on Facebook, right?
You can, yes, and on Facebook. I don't see you on Facebook anymore, but I'm still on Facebook.
I've got deleted. They eliminated me from Facebook. I haven't been on there in a year totally.
Okay.
And they eliminated me from Twitter recently. I tell you, my stuff with my political cartoons was rubbing the wrong people.
All right. Well, listen, try to get through to me, you know, with the email, and we can resume our communication. And thank you so much for tuning in. And right now, we're going to head into our program. And we hope that you'll stay with us throughout the whole thing. And if you have anything to add, we'd be more than happy to, hear from you. Ms. Diamond, what do you have to say?
I don't know if you get, or BB, I don't know if you get your messages that I left on the machine, okay?
On what machine? My telephone?
I called during the week, and then they said you can leave a message, and I did on the show here.
Okay.
And I guess you didn't get it.
No, I did not.
But my phone number is easy, so you could call me 24/7 if I can't get, because it's super important.
Can you write it down? All right. Right. What's your number?
Okay, it's easy. 310 area code. That's Los Angeles, but I take it anywhere in the
country. Give it to me again. Give me that again.
310.
310.
639.
639.
3338. 3338.
Okay.
Which spells out New Feet. You can get me 24/7.
Okay. All right. Listen. All right, darling. Thank you so much for calling. Thank you for your patience. And we're going to move on with the program now. I have your number, and I'll give you a call. Ms. Diamond, you had something you were trying to say.
Yes. Thank you for the call.
Thank you so much.
There's a lot we have to talk about and get to. I want to start with the two mass shootings that occurred last Saturday, as we were on the air. There was a mass shooting in El Paso, Texas, at a Walmart there. Sadly, 22 people were killed by a lone gunman. And then I think it was within 24-hour period, we had a mass shooting. It was about 10 people in Dayton, Ohio. And the shooter killed his sister and a friend. That's my understanding. Now, these two mass shootings have set the tone really for the week, in my opinion. What's been going on has just been, to me personally, it has shown that the Democratic Party has just kind of really lost its way, lost some decency and integrity. Now, what do I mean by that exactly? What I mean by that is too many on the left were blaming President Trump for the two mass shootings, because in at least one of the shootings, an AR rifle was used. And people will say, what's an assault weapon? Why do people need assault weapons? Fair question, but it's not appropriate to blame the President of the United States. Now, I have to give a shout out to former Democratic National Committee Chair Donna Brazile, who ran Al Gore's campaign. As you know, she's African American. And she came out and she said flat out, the president has nothing to do with these two shootings. And I applaud her for that. I don't agree with Donna Brazile on much, but I have to give her that. Two things, at least two, that I want to talk about very briefly, where the Democrats have just politicized these tragic events. Number one, you had Joaquin Castro. He's a state representative in Texas. His brother, Julian Castro, is running for president. What Joaquin did is he released the names of the Trump donors in El Paso, Texas. Now, why was there such an outcry? People will say, oh, that's public information. Yes, it's public information. But most people aren't looking, okay, let me find out the Trump donors. But for him to specifically name the Trump donors in El Paso after the Trump supporters have been attacked, beaten. There was an Indian man who was beaten last week in New York because he wore a Trump hat. Yes, Barbara.
Well, the bottom line is they want to incite more violence. That's the bottom line. That's the reason why people do that. And for them to go around blaming President Trump, they need to blame themselves. You know, I always say what a lot of people say about other people, you look at them. I mean, who was at that call for violence against Trump supporters? Maxine Waters.
Absolutely.
All of them. Look at Loretta Lynch, the things that she said. I put that on Facebook and I got several hits on that. There need to be blood in the streets. Look at how many of the Democrats, the lefties, the godless people are calling for violence. They incite people who are on the edge of society. I know you have something else you wanted to add.
You're absolutely correct.
But that's
correct.
The bottom line. They want those people who supported Trump to be in danger, to be harmed, because they want to intimidate us not to vote for him again. But you know what? It's going to backfire on him. More of us are going to go out there, because now I think more of us realize we cannot sit out an election.
Right.
Voting is such a privilege to be in a country where you're allowed to participate in such a great decision making is indeed a privilege. More of us are going to get up off those couches and say, I'm going to vote and I'm going to pull that lever for Donald John Trump.
Absolutely. So, and what's interesting about Joaquin, what he did, he released the names. He didn't release the names of the Trump donors who are Hispanic or Latino. He only released those who were white.
But can I say another thing? And then they're always talking about racism.
Well, you know the Democrats
now,
are the biggest racists.
If that's not racism, then what is? You know, that's what our subject is today, I think. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about racism. Who are the real racists?
Absolutely. So knowing that Trump supporters have been attacked just for wearing a MAGA hat, knowing this history, how we've been pushed around, kicked around, physically assaulted, why would Joaquin Castro release that information? But it backfired because one of the donors to Trump is a barbecue place in El Paso. And as a result of what he did, it backfired on him. There was a line around the block supporting that barbecue place, Bill's
That's
Barbecue.
Right. You know, well, the Bible says you dig a pit, you better dig too, because you're going to fall in it.
But it was very nasty of him. He put these people in potential danger.
Well, most of them, unfortunately, are nasty people.
They are nasty. And then you have Tim Ryan, Representative Tim Ryan, who's also running for president. Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, has been the subject of threats on Twitter and other places. People showing up at his house.
He was harassed even at the airport, I saw.
Absolutely. Yeah. So when he went to Twitter and he posted what the threats, he's the victim of the threats, Twitter closed his or locked his account.
Not surprised.
It has since been restored. But what's interesting is this Democrat running for president said, threatening, after all what Mitch has been through, the Senate Majority Leader, threatening to bring a caravan to the Senate Majority Leader's house. I mean, how low will Democrats stoop?
As low.
They are like, to me, union thugs. If you don't agree with them, they're going to try to make your life miserable, including and up to assaulting you. So when Democrats talk about Trump is a white supremacist, these are all just buzzwords. They don't have any evidence. There's no evidence Trump is a white supremacist. Barbara, you experienced real racism. You saw the Ku Klux Klan march in a small town of Florida. You were threatened by the KKK. Please tell us why you don't think Donald Trump is a racist.
He doesn't have, there isn't any record of it. You know, I'm the kind of person that you have to give me some proof. And we need more people like that, because too many people are being just trained by what the media has to say. You know, they're acting like they're forgetting about that they were endowed by their creator to think for themselves. And so if they throw out the word racist,
right,
then, you know, some of the train will pick it up. Yeah. The low functioning will pick it up. The godless who want to find something and some reason to hate Donald J. Trump, because they still haven't gotten over the fact that Hillary was not elected. I mean, it's almost, some people, it's almost fruitless to try to change their minds because they've been so programmed. Mm-hmm. I mean, I blocked just recently two people because they're two black people. One is in the clergy. One is a regular churchgoer. Mm. And they're so consumed with hatred, unfounded hatred and rage.
Let's talk about that, Barbara, because this week on Twitter, you know, the media, a couple of things I want to talk about. Number one, ladies and gentlemen, if you've noticed, the media has used the word white supremacy, all week, and it's on a loop, and it's almost as if they're taking the Democrats' talking points, because Cory Booker, white supremacy, and then Elizabeth Warren said Trump is a white supremacist. He is not a white supremacist. They're over abusing the word racist and white supremacist to deflect from their own failings. There is no evidence, none, that Trump is a racist. I mean, go ahead, Barbara.
Well, the thing that I wanted to say is that, you know, they started off with he's a racist.
Right.
And that doesn't seem to be sticking too well.
Right. So, they
had to up the ante.
Right.
That's just what they're doing.
Exactly what they're doing.
They're trying to find out what will stick. What will cause people. Meanwhile, people need to think, what are they proposing to do for the people they want to vote for them?
Right.
Nothing.
Right.
Nothing. Their focus is Donald J. Trump. Not how we can improve immigration.
Mm-hmm.
No, because number one, they believe in open borders.
Yep.
When we said we were going to talk about racism, that shows their racism. Whether you're black, whether you're white, and you're in office and you are a Democrat, you are a racist. Why I say that? Open borders would mean more devastation to mainly the black community.
Break that down, Barbara.
In other words, they're going to dump them not where Cory Booker's nieces and nephews go to school at. They're in a private school.
Right.
They're going to dump them in places like Newark, New Jersey,
Patterson,
New Jersey,
Irvington,
New Jersey, in heavily saturated black communities. Black people are going to find it more difficult to even find an apartment.
Absolutely.
Because the immigrants are going to have preferential treatment.
Absolutely.
They're going to give them food stamps. They're going to do all of this.
Right.
Those level entry jobs that black men need in particular, and young mothers need, black mothers need, to get back into the mainstream of society, will be gone. So the ones who'll be hurt the most by open borders will be blacks. Now, tell me, who are the racists? Even if their skin is the same color, like Cory Booker is black, he doesn't care what impact that's going to have on the black communities, and he knows where they're going to go. When they want homeless shelters built, et cetera, where do they go? They don't go to white neighborhoods. They go to black neighborhoods, two or three in a five-block radius. Homeless shelters, people in homeless shelters that are sex offenders or whatever, and then schools are right in the same community. Mm-hmm. All right, another thing that'll happen with these illegal aliens, if they have their way, God forbid, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. they're not going to be vetted for diseases.
Right, good point.
And they're not going to go to the schools that these politicians will be sending their children, their grandchildren, their nieces, or their nephews. They will be going to the schools in poor black neighborhoods, exposing black children to communicable diseases.
Exactly.
So who are the racists?
Excellent analysis, Barbara. I was planning that part for later, but it's important because I'm going to get back to the shootings. But that leads me into my next question.
Okay.
Are black politicians really helpful to their black constituents? In other words, why do you think the Baltimore residents keep electing Elijah Cummings? Do they feel that they can relate to Elijah because he's black? And do they actually benefit? Does that actually benefit the black community?
Do they benefit? No. But I think they've been abused so much, I guess even from childhood, because most of us are coming from broken families. We don't have that structure in our lives. So if someone comes along at election time and says, I'm your champion. Mm-hmm. We're all looking for a champion. And they get elected. Mm-hmm. Then they get neglected. Mm-hmm. Because the communities that most of them run deteriorate. Right. Then they come right back at election time, go to their churches, sit up there, say, praise the Lord, hallelujah, I'm here to help you.
Right.
We are sick and tired of you being poor. And after all, the white man is your enemy because he enslaved you. They play the same song over and over, so our minds become so dulled down. I believe that's what happens. We become so dulled. It's like a woman who's being abused. And she stays in that relationship thinking it's going to get better. And it doesn't get better. It gets worse. And so after a while, Elijah and people like of his ilk, they know they don't have to do anything because nothing is demanded of them.
Exactly.
So they're busy making their deals, getting $10 million worth of art in their homes, you know, making sure that they have they're armed and they have all kinds of alarms on their homes. Meanwhile, the people who keep them electing them and paying their salaries live in squalor. How dare Elijah Cummings be at that meeting and say, oh, those illegal aliens are human beings. Are the people that you have in your district human beings? And most of them in your district are the same color as you are. That tells me that it makes no difference what color of your skin to them. What makes the difference is the green that goes in their pockets.
Beautifully said, Barbara. I couldn't have said it better. Dovetailing into my next segment.
I left one part off.
Please, add it.
And look at what they're doing. They're helping to push abortion laws, and they know blacks are a big participants in the abortion industry where people make money off of baby parts. Do they care? No. Do they talk about black-on-black crime? No. Do they talk about 48 hours that I watch to see how these crimes are solved? No. No, they're pushing for later-term abortions, because they know that these young black women can easily be told, well, you don't have to worry about it. It's just a blob. Just go and get rid of it. Don't tell them. Psychologically, you may be damaged for life. Medically, you may be putting yourself at higher risk for something like breast cancer or anything. They don't tell that. They don't say that. Do they promote abstinence? Do they talk about family life, things that would help strengthen the community and strengthen their constituents? The answer is no.
Thank you, Barbara, once again. I just want to jump on very quickly the cleanup Baltimore effort. led by Scott Pressler on Twitter. He's resistance or something to that effect. And he has decided that Newark is going to be the next city. I had placed our put it on Twitter that you and I were going to target Newark, and I guess Scott picked up on it. So he and his team that were in Baltimore and got a lot of press and news and all that, they will be coming to Newark Sunday, August 25th, 2019. And Barbara and I will be assisting Scott and his crew in helping to clean up Newark. And we appreciate Scott Pressler for coming to Newark. So that's the next city that will be cleaned up. And it's going to be, I guess, maybe next is Detroit, wherever they're going to go. But Newark is next. So we will be there with him. And we thank him. But going back to the mass shootings, I have to applaud, like I said, Donna Brazile. And but this attempt by the media, and I heard it over, whether it's MSNBC, CNN, this attempt to connect the president of the United States to the mass shootings. The second mass shooter in Dayton, Ohio, he admired Elizabeth Warren. It turned out he was a leftist who murdered his sister. What's behind this? Mental illness? And then the president is saying, and I agree with him, that we need background checks. But as you and I were talking about this earlier, Barbara, is that going to solve this? Because
no.
We know that banning guns isn't the issue.
No, it's not.
The drug dealers, those who are filled with anger, hate, rage, and evil, they're going to find a way to get these drugs.
And they're not
going to
surrender their guns.
They're not going to surrender their guns. They're going to find a way to get these guns. These laws will only affect law-abiding citizens.
Absolutely.
Your thoughts?
And, you know, that's why the leftists are pushing for it, because they want to recreate another Venezuela where the people,
right.
where the citizens are unarmed.
Right.
And they can have full control. And look at Venezuela. Mm-hmm. Look at any country that has instituted and tried to live by socialism. It's
right.
a failure.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't even see that because they are blinded by the little G God of this world.
Right.
They don't even see that. And like our previous president said, we are the ones we've been waiting for.
Mm.
So they believe they have the magic pill, the magic number, and the magic program to institute a successful society run by socialism. And God forbid that should ever happen. Like our president said, we were born free. We're going to remain free. And the criminals don't. If criminals obeyed laws, we wouldn't have criminals.
Exactly.
That sums it up.
Exactly.
So, you know, it's not the guns' fault. I think it's the brokenness of the family.
Absolutely.
I read something, and I don't know if it's true or not because I didn't research it. But nine of ten of the last mass shooters were raised without a father.
Wow.
I don't know if that's accurate or not.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be surprised if that is true. I haven't researched it, so don't quote me on that.
Mm-hmm.
But I know one thing. Being raised without a father is very dangerous and is very detrimental
Absolutely.
To a person's self-worth. And the leftists, the Democratic Party has pushed that.
Yeah.
Hillary could say it takes a village to raise a child,
mm-hmm.
forgetting about it takes a mother and a father to raise
Absolutely.
A child. That's what it takes. A dedicated, wise mother and father to validate these children at birth, because misery does love company.
Absolutely.
And when people have miserable lives, they want to share their misery with innocent people. And that's and another thing, from what I understand, and I don't know, I didn't research it, those were gun-free zones.
Mm.
If that's the case, I want everyone should make sure they don't go into a gun-free zone. Because cowards are going to look for gun-free zones because they don't want to be challenged. If you pick up a copy of my book, Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations, you'll see what I mean. I went to someone's house, a KKK member, my brother and I, didn't bring my weapon with me because I didn't go there looking for a problem.
Right.
Next thing you knew, boy, the KKK member ran out, grabbed his gun, shot my brother. My brother yelled and told me he was shot, and I had to run to the car to get my gun out of my glove compartment. Meanwhile, I was shot, but I guess my adrenaline was so stirred up, I ran to the car, got my gun, and I started returning fire. Then when I started yelling, I thought my mother drove up. I started yelling for a shotgun. Then all of a sudden, he gave up. Well, you'll have to read, you'll have to get a copy of my book from Amazon and other very popular outlets to see the results of that, because it's very interesting. And I know in real time that the only way to stop an armed bad man, bad woman, is for you to be armed. If I wasn't armed, I think my brother would have been killed, without a doubt. But escaping the racism of low expectations gives you a step-by-step scenario of what it's like to face a gun when a bad person is holding a gun and your life is on the line. So I hope you pick up a copy. But gun-free zones, that's
very dangerous.
They're very dangerous.
Very dangerous. You know, even before the people had been, the murder victims in Walmart had been identified, the families notified, yet leftists on Twitter, like, you know, actresses or whatever, telling Walmart to stop selling guns. They immediately use every crisis.
It's not the gun.
Before the bodies are cold, before the families are notified, they're immediately trying to use that for gun control. And as you said, as we've seen in Venezuela, in dictatorships, they want to take your guns.
Absolutely.
That way they can run over, literally, the citizens.
Absolutely.
But that's not the problem, because he could have set off, God forbid, a bomb in Walmart.
What about the stabbing that's been going on in England, I think?
Right. He could have stabbed them. So it's not the gun. I mean, we have to use common sense. I kind of agree. Why do you need an assault rifle as a citizen? Okay, handguns, 45 Glock, but an AR-15, really? I do believe in background checks, but that is not, because as you said earlier,
it's no guarantee.
You can pass a background check and your girlfriend breaks up with you the next day and you fly off the handle.
Absolutely.
So it's not a guarantee.
No.
But I mean, to use these, to politicize these mass shootings and to try to, I heard literally, white supremacy. What evidence do you have that Trump is a white supremacist? That is simply not true. And I appreciate Alveda King, the niece of the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. She went on Twitter and she was on Fox and Friends. She confirmed that President Trump is not a racist. And she would know racist as in racism.
Absolutely.
As a niece
Absolutely.
Of MLK. And you would know racism because
Absolutely.
I've lived it. With the Ku Klux Klan.
And I've lived in Florida. I saw the Jim Crow laws. I know about them. I saw the signs on the water fountains colored and white. I saw that. I was told by my grandmother to get off the sidewalk if a white person walked down there. You know, we went to the South to visit. So, I mean, I know what real racism is. That's why when these leftists confront me and, oh, he's a racist, I said, how do you know? You're white. I'm black. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm the expert. And, you know, I feel sorry for people who take other people at their word without checking it out, without doing some research. Look at all of the pictures of him with Rosa Parks, with Muhammad Ali, with Al Sharpton, with Jesse Jackson. He wasn't a racist then when he was given the money.
Right. Exactly. Scott, I mentioned earlier the cleanup in Newark, Sunday, August 25th. It's Scott Pressler, and his handle on Twitter is a hashtag The Persistence. I wanted to get his hashtag.
Persistence, not resistance.
Yeah, persistence. Sorry
okay,
about that.
All right. That's quite all right.
We're about to go to break. On the other side, I want to talk about very briefly the suicide of billionaire Jeffrey Epstein.
I saw that when we were at Mark Levin's.
I want to talk about that too.
Oh, okay. I'm getting ahead of you.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay, well, we're going to go for break in about a minute, but we want you to stay with us, and we're so glad that you've taken time out of your schedule to listen to our urban story with Miss BB Diamond and yours truly, Barbara from Harlem.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, DDVRadio.com.
And here we are back with our urban story. Let me give you the call-in number, 973-925-4559.
Thank you, Barbara. And you are listening to us on DDVRadio.com. That's DavidDavidVictoryRadio.com. You may have heard today that billionaire Jeffrey Epstein was found dead in his jail cell in Manhattan. Most of you probably, if you've been reading the news, kind of know who he is. He was a convicted pedophile, billionaire, but a convicted pedophile. And that's horrible. But he had a lot of important names. He knew a lot of important people. Bill Clinton reportedly flew on Epstein's plane at least 26 times to this island that Epstein had. He knew a number of powerful people. And what was interesting when they were talking about Jeffrey Epstein, when he got arrested, they were trying to link him to Donald Trump because he had met Donald Trump a couple of times. Instead of linking him properly and appropriately to Bill Clinton, who it's been documented, flew on Epstein's plane at least 26 times. What's interesting about Jeffrey Epstein is he was on suicide watch. So how do you commit suicide
on
when you're
suicide
on suicide watch? So there are going to be conspiracy theories. I think this needs to be investigated. He had attempted suicide a few weeks ago. Today, Saturday, August 10th, apparently he was successful in killing himself. You know, I'm a little suspicious. A number of people connected to Bill and Hillary Clinton have been found dead. It's very suspicious. So I just, he was a horrible person, really, if the reports are true, that he had sex with underage girls. He had celebrities, very powerful people going to his private island. So I don't want to spend too much time on him, but I think this needs to be investigated.
Well, you know, when the Clintons are involved, and basically the Democratic Party, the investigation usually goes no place.
That's true, unfortunately.
I mean, you know, I mean, we can say what we want. We can have our suspicions, you know, and boom, you know. I mean, there's so many associated with the Clintons that have mysteriously died.
Yeah.
So, you know, what can we say?
That's true. But on a higher note, today they had an event out in Ridgefield, New Jersey with the dogs in the park. And author Mark Levin, radio TV host Mark Levin, was out there. And do you want to talk about something that's going on with your phone?
It's always a pleasure to see Mark. You know, I've known him for many, many, many years. And he's, for people who don't know him, he's really a very concerned, compassionate person. 11 years ago on August the 12th, 1988, when my son passed away. 2008. My son passed away, and someone that I knew at that time, you know, sent him an email and informed him. Out of the blue, I was in a store or something. He called me. He says, "Barbara, is that true?" And then he went on to offer his condolences, you know, in the loss of my baby son. And, you know, we talked for about 20 or 30 minutes. And I'll never forget that because, you know, he said, "Is there anything that he could do for me?" And, you know, that was really wonderful for him to take time out of his busy schedule. And just, you know, call me and talk with me. And, you know, and I really appreciate that. But he's a marvelous person. He's a brilliant person. I've learned so much through listening to him. And, you know, I used to call in on a regular basis. I haven't been doing it so much now, but I'm going to get back in the swing God spare my life. And I asked him, did he read my book? And he said he did. He said he likes it. So, you know, I'm very happy about that. But I went out there, and my friend Kathleen was there, and I mean, Susan and Doug and people I haven't seen for years. And I saw Curtis Sleaver, and the producer was there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, it was just a fun day, and the weather was absolutely beautiful. And there were some very lovely, lovely people there with their lovely pets.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yes.
I want to talk about, we mentioned the potential dangers of the open borders.
Absolutely.
And ICE, our ICE agents recently conducted some raids in Mississippi.
Yes.
And a number of companies had hired or let the illegals work there. And due to the fact that they've been captured by ICE, they now have to hire Americans. And it's a shame that that's had to happen. But I want to talk about, in light of this, in line with this, the media showing us a little Hispanic girl crying because her father was arrested by Border Patrol, by ICE. And why do the media want to focus on a girl, I mean, whose father's been arrested? He was in this country illegally. But what about the millions of children whose parents have been arrested for crimes? The media doesn't go to Harlem or Brooklyn or to Newark
seeing
the children being crying because their father has been arrested. It's just this obsession with trying to make excuses.
Discredit.
Your thoughts on that, please.
Well, they're trying to discredit our president. See, they blame those cages that were built on him, and those cages were built by Obama. Period. They were not built by Trump, but at any rate, they're needed Because if someone comes into our country illegally, what are you going to do? Throw the child in jail? Or your other action would be to let everybody go free. We have laws in this country. Men and women sacrifice their lives for us to have the country that we have. You know, when we went to visit, my daughters and I went to visit Jamaica. They handed us a little slip as we were getting ready to enter into that country, telling us that we could not work there. They're very strict about their immigration laws. I mean, Mexico is stricter than we are. So if you were expected to respect the laws of other countries, and even these countries aren't as well developed as we are, why can't we demand respect from people who want to come into this country? You know, this is not a lawless land. This is not a wasteland. I know we had a president, thank God he's gone, who said America is not defined by borders. Well, your house shouldn't be defined by doors. That's what you feel,
right,
then you shouldn't even have doors on your house. You should have an open house at all times.
Right. The thing is, Barbara, and I don't want to go into that.
Uh-huh.
And I want to be very clear about what I'm saying. The media wants to portray our ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement
yes.
agents, as heartless, at Trump as heartless. The bottom line is, when an American citizen is arrested, he is separated from his children because
absolutely.
The children cannot
absolutely.
Go to the jail cell with daddy.
No,
so when
can.
The ICE agents arrest a grown man who's illegally in this country, of course he has to be separated from his children.
Absolutely.
The media wants to make it like it's such a special cruelty we're inflicting on illegals. We do it every day, every hour, every minute in the United States. If Joe Smith is being arrested, his children would not be taken with him.
And that those are sorry parents that expose their children to a life like that. You know, I mean, they know that they're here illegally and they can get caught at any time. And, you know, I just thought about it. When that father and his daughter got killed, when they drowned, you know, they didn't even flash those pictures during the reign of Obama. Because many people, men and children and women and their children, die at the Rio Grande.
Yes, it's a known fact.
It is.
Under
it is.
Obama's reign,
yes,
a lot of people died trying to cross the Rio Grande.
Absolutely.
Under Obama's reign, the cages were built, ladies and gentlemen. Under Obama's tenure as president,
yes,
there were 24 mass shootings. Google it. There were over
absolutely.
20 mass shootings.
Yes.
Not one member of the media or a Republican Party blamed President Obama.
No, they didn't.
So why is there an obsession with connecting Trump to these two mass shootings?
Because they're trying to discredit him.
The media is an offshoot of the Democratic Party.
Yes, it
is. With few exceptions, like Fox News, Wall Street Journal. Otherwise, the media is another arm of the Democratic Party.
Absolutely.
The media and the Democrats are one. So if Elizabeth Warren or Cory Booker starts talking about white supremacy, watch how MSNBC, and I deliberately watch MSNBC.
Absolutely.
I bear with it. I watch CNN. Watch how they'll use the term white supremacy. These are people, privileged liberals, who've never experienced real racism. And I quite frankly think it was racist of Elizabeth Warren to pretend she was of American Indian descent.
Very much
just so.
Just so
she could get privileges and scholarships as an American Indian, where she really did not qualify. So these
right.
are some of the biggest hypocrites
for
Elizabeth Warren
yes.
to call Trump a... This is what's the biggest thing about the Democratic Party. The bottom has fallen out. You have Mayor Buttigieg, who says, yeah, Trump's a white racist. What is he basing it on?
Nothing.
And what I put on Twitter this past week is, thou shall not bear false witness.
And they don't
and the
mind.
Rest of it
yes.
says, against thy neighbor. Twitter, you're only limited to X number of characters, as you know. And I directed it not only to the mainstream media, to the Democrats, but also to so-called Christians and pastors who are falsely accusing President Trump of racism. I want you to hear that. If you have Christians and the pastors calling Trump a racist without citing a single evidence, if you call Trump a racist, and this is all to the ministries, to the Christian world out there, prove it. Do not bear false witness. It's in Exodus 20. Do not bear false witness against President Trump. You prove it. You call him a racist, back it up. Well, I'm calling him a racist because of X.
But you know what's so sad? You have so many people who are claiming to be Christians, and I looked it up on the Pew Research. 79% of blacks, you know, profess to be Christians. 70% of whites profess to be Christians. How can so-called Christians be so ready to call someone out of their name without proof? If you are a real Christian, you want to know truth before you repeat it. And as far as smearing someone's name, that shouldn't even be in your repertoire.
Absolutely.
As a Christian, I think it's 74 of Hispanics, they profess to be Christians. Well, the 70 this and the 70 that and the 70 that, we need to start acting, thinking, and talking like Christians. You know, because that's not acceptable. When you can try to smear someone's name because someone has said that they're this and that, and you have no proof. You are bearing false witness, and you are a liar. And from what I understand, a liar will not tarry in God's eyesight.
Absolutely. Don't repeat this. One of the goals of this show is to get you to think critically.
Amen. Amen.
One of the things that is missing in our society is critical thinking. Don't just, the media has studied a lot of things, people in the media. One thing they've learned is if you repeat a lie often enough, people will believe it. So if CNN keeps connecting Trump to the word racist, and like Don Lemon, very unprofessional to ask a question at the presidential debate, it's not an exact quote. What do you think about Trump's racist tweets? He
so
described
terrible.
the tweets as racist.
Yeah,
you're supposed to let the people, the public, determine after you report the news whether they're racist or not. But what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen, they're trying to brainwash you into thinking Trump is a racist. I'm sitting across from a woman who has faced down the Klan, who saw Jim Crow laws in action, and Alveda King, as a niece of Martin Luther King Jr., she has stated very clearly that Trump is not a racist. But, and there's no evidence. Al Sharpton used to hang out with Trump. Jesse Jackson gave him an award. Trump was not considered a racist until he won because they're mad that Hillary lost.
You know, I mean, it's so obscene. It really is obscene to call someone a racist without any evidence, without any proof. You know, Kay Harris, Kamala, whatever it is. I mean, she's extreme. She's even saying that conducting ICE raids shortly after El Paso shows a level of insensitivity and callousness. And she's aiming that, of course, at our president. Now, if he's so callous and he's so this, why would he, you know, go to the cemeteries to visit? Why would he go to hospitals and visit? You know, these people, they have no agenda.
Right.
For America.
Right.
The only thing that they're doing is focusing on Trump. They're not getting paid to do that. You know, it's time for the citizens to start saying, you're supposed to do what you're paid to do, and that's to look out for my general welfare. And you're not even focusing on that. All you're focusing on is calling the president names, talking about how insensitive he is when laws are being enforced. You see, this party has become a party of lawlessness.
Absolutely.
They don't believe in the laws that men and women have sacrificed to have in this country. They don't believe in the sovereignty of this nation. All they believe is in themselves and more power. That's their goals, to stay in office, get people's money, get paid for doing whatever they want to do, forgetting about their constitutional responsibilities. It's a dereliction of duty, my friends. They're not paying attention to the laws of this land, trying to help strengthen them, trying to help to make sure that our children are safe from communicable diseases, from more drugs coming into this nation.
Absolutely.
And particularly into the black community, because that's where the targets are. yes. the soft targets because of the brokenness of so many families. Mm-hmm. They're not doing what they took their oath to do. And we should call them on that. Call their office. Say, stop focusing on the president.
Right.
Don't call what he's doing callous. That's enforcing our laws.
Right.
Whatever happened, because he wasn't responsible for the shootings.
Right.
For what happened in El Paso, what happened in Houston, he wasn't.
Exactly.
You know, these are acts of very wicked people.
Absolutely.
And a lot of it has to do with the hate messages that people such as her, people such as Maxine Waters, people such as Loretta Lynn are putting in the air.
Lynch, yeah.
Lynch.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. All of them. Most of them are talking about impeachment, impeachment, impeachment. Talk about improving life in America. Talk about bringing jobs back to America like our president is doing. Mm-hmm. Talk about those things. Or stop getting paid.
Absolutely. Thank you, Barbara. Great points. You know, I want to just point out a couple of things. The shooter in El Paso, Texas, allegedly or supposedly told police he targeted Mexicans. I find that a little funny because Ecuadorians are come through the border. You have people from all parts of South and Latin America. So I don't know how accurate it is. How would he know someone's Mexican as opposed to being from Ecuador? So I don't know if that's, and maybe that's why Kamala Harris is against the raids, but we have to protect our nation. Number two, in my opinion, you're right, we're talking about abortion. Trump is trying to save black lives.
Absolutely.
We want to talk about Black Lives Matter. Well, if black lives really
matter.
All lives matter. But if you want to talk about matter, you'd be talking about black-on-black crime.
You'd be talking about
the fact that black women only make up about 6 to 7% of the population.
Right.
And we're having 20
million.
Right. We have black babies. It's estimated that roughly 20 million black babies
have been slaughtered.
Have been aborted since 1973.
Right.
So, and Trump's fighting that. So
if he
didn't care about black people, he wouldn't care about the number of abortions, because people who want black people to have abortions at an enormous it's so frequent, like in Manhattan, black women are what, 6%, 7%, but we're having 30 to 40% of the abortions.
36,
more,
I think, percent.
Black children are being aborted in New York City
than are born
alive.
Now, to me, that's racism. When they're pushing even a more open and less stringent abortion laws, because they know that some of their main customers for those abortions will be young black women. So how do you keep the population from growing? How do you keep them at 12 and 13%?
Yep.
Open abortions. Oh, even after the baby's born, you can kill it.
Mm-hmm.
That, to me, that's very racist. To me, they're fulfilling the goals of Margaret Sanger.
Right.
Margaret Sanger deemed that black people were like weeds, mm-hmm. needed to be eliminated. Mm. So what do you think Cuomo and them are talking about? And even those, the law that was didn't pass in Ohio.
Right, right. So, yeah, in Ohio,
yes.
the law that didn't, well, the heartbeat law did pass in Ohio. And it passed in Georgia, too. If you detect a baby's heartbeat, you cannot perform an abortion. Well, a Democrat in Ohio proposed an exemption for black women.
For black women to get rid of black people.
Now, that's stunning.
And that's
not
racist.
Asian women.
No.
Not Hispanic women.
No.
But if you detect the heartbeat of a black child, it's okay
you can
for
still
a woman, black woman, to abort it.
And that was in Ohio. So tell me, who are the real racists?
Mm-hmm.
Those who are always accusing other people seem like they have a racist streak.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is from the beginning of the Democratic Party.
Yes.
KKK and all of that came from that vein.
Right.
You know, voting against the lynching laws, that was the Democratic Party.
Lyndon Baines Johnson, he succeeded John F. Kennedy, called black people niggers. He
right
was
on.
A Democrat. Look it up, Google it. Lyndon B. Johnson, he was our 36th president, I think. He called black people the N-word, and he was a Democrat. The biggest
Amen.
Racists
Amen.
Are Democrats.
And here it is, you have...
Gotcha.
You have Hillary Clinton saying that she admires the tenacity mm-hmm. of Margaret Sanger, who wanted to eliminate black people. I want our audience to think. And when you engage in conversation, just think and present some facts. And we hope we're giving you the facts. This is Barbara from Harlem and BB
Diamond.
And we're signing off on Our Urban Story. God bless, and may God bless America.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, body beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about body beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.